This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that the COVID-19 pandemic was far from over, and he urged equitable access to vaccines. During a news conference, he said he believed the right political will and incentives would help in end the pandemic. WHO experts are preparing a proposal on the next studies to be carried out in the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19, and the United States called Thursday for the WHO to do so in a second phase of its investigation into the origins, with independent experts given full access to original data and samples in China. Britain made a similar appeal. The European Medicines Agency has now recommended that the use of the coronavirus vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech be expanded to children ages 12 to 15. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The recommendation follows similar decisions by regulators in Canada and the US last month, as rich countries move their vaccination targets along. The EMA's recommendation is based on a study of more than 2,000 adolescents in the US that showed the vaccine was safe and effective. Researchers will continue to monitor the shot's long-term protection and safety in the children for another 2 years. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. President Joe Biden started the United States Memorial Day weekend by visiting a rock climbing gym in Northern Virginia as the state lifted all COVID-19 distancing and capacity restrictions, and private businesses in much of the nation pushes toward a greater sense of normalcy. Biden sought to use a stop on Friday to celebrate progress made as the country looks to turn the corner on the coronavirus pandemic. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Travel costs are among the highest in years. Even so, people are getting out and about this Memorial Day holiday weekend. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
As states end pandemic restrictions, AAA expects a 60% increase in people traveling 50 miles or more over the holiday weekend over last year. Even with the cost of air travel jumping, more than 2 million passengers will fly on the busiest day of the weekend, the most in more than a year. At Dulles Airport outside Washington, veteran flyer Gregory Fyth says people have to check their tempers along with their luggage.
You have to have patience. And it is what it is, and travel's coming back, which is great. But again, you have to be kind. You have to have respect for your fellow traveler.
The airlines say domestic leisure travel is back to where it was before the pandemic. I'm Tim McGuire.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has met in Sochi with his Belarusian counterpart for talks on forging ties amid Minsk's bruising showdown with the European Union over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest a dissident journalist. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko finds himself increasingly isolated after flight controllers told the crew of the Ryanair plane to land on Sunday because of a bomb threat. No bomb was found, but journalist Roman Pratasevich was arrested. EU leaders have called it air piracy and have barred Belarus's airlines from the bloc's airspace and airports. The dispute has put Lukashenko, who has relentlessly stifled dissent, even closer to Moscow. The head of the World Health Organization has acknowledged that the UN Health Agency's response to sexual abuse allegations involving employees who worked in Congo during an Ebola outbreak was slow. The WHO Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, used the term during closed-door meetings last week, following an Associated Press investigation that found senior WHO management knew of multiple cases of alleged sexual misconduct in the African country. Nearly 50 countries issued a statement Friday expressing their deep concerns about the WHO's handling of the sexual abuse. The White House says it believes U.S. government agencies largely fended off the latest cyber espionage onslaught blamed on Russia intelligence operatives, saying their spear phishing campaign should not further damage relations with Moscow ahead of next month's planned presidential summit. Officials downplayed the cyber assault as basic phishing. Microsoft, which disclosed the effort, said it believed most of the hacking attempts have been blocked by automated systems and marked them as spam. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.